Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello, and welcome back to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this Back to Basics series. This is episode 2.0, How to Use Your Intuition, the Three Basic Steps. In this podcast, you'll understand how to use your intuition to start with in a step-by-step manner. Now, we all know developing your intuition helps you with your self-confidence, self-worth, and decision-making abilities. And the messages we receive are always of a positive nature. But we also know that it is how we decipher these intuitive messages that makes the difference. So it is how we interpret those messages. Of course, the more we practice, the clearer the messages and intuitive information becomes to us. Like any language, the meaning is behind the symbols, the feelings, and the images we receive. Because intuition is a communication from our spiritual being to our physical body, it does that in order to create an action. Our spirit requires an action or a learning that can only be achieved whilst it is in a physical body. So how can we develop that spiritual communication? And how can we be certain about it enough to trust it? This podcast talks about the three steps you can take on your journey to discovering your intuitive self. Now, the three steps are ask, receive, and create. And although they are steps that you would take, in reality, they're like a cycle that you will constantly travel around. We will forever be asking, receiving, and creating as our life continues. However, our intuition will help us each step of the way. So, how to use your intuition? Step one is to ask. The first step in using your intuition is asking. And why do we ask? Usually because there's a problem or an issue, some sort of a contrast that's happened in our life and we want to change it or we want something different. So one of the things that we do is we need to acknowledge that there's a problem or there's a contrast there. So we have to acknowledge the problem that's there. And the best way to do this is to voice it. So in all aspects of psychology, they always talk about you have to be aware that you've got a problem. You know, whatever the problem is, be aware of it. And then at least if you've acknowledged it, you can do something about it. This is the same principle. So if you're having a bit of a problem or an issue, the first thing to do is acknowledge it. And one way to do that is to voice it, to say it out loud. And of course, we can relate all that to prayer. So we talk about, in our prayers, we talk about asking for things. We ask for forgiveness. We ask to help. We ask God for this. We ask Jesus for that. We're always asking. Now, I am not hung up on whether you use the terminology, God, Jesus, whatever you want to use, because in all honesty, you're talking to spirit. So whatever name you put on that spirit is what you decide. However, for the sake of this, I have put down prayer as the first asking tool. Now, prayer is not always so, or asking is not always so controlled, for want of another word. When we're in a prayer form, we usually are in a controlled form, but there is times when we go, for goodness sake, and or we use other words, and we ask in that way. So we can actually ask out of anger and frustration as well. So it's not always about the niceties of it. It often can be about something that we're really frustrated with. We're really having a problem. One particular situation I experienced was when I was having this very, very contrast moment, and I will talk about this in another podcast because it is pretty, it is pretty confrontational. But it was this particular situation, and I did say, oh, God help me. I don't know what else to do. I didn't know where else to go. I felt my life was in danger, and I asked for help. One of the other ones, which I can talk about, is not so confrontational, was when I was in the farmhouse. So the farmhouse was always looking, oh, it's a 90-acre organic crop farm, so I worked pretty heavy, pretty hard and pretty physical with that. And after working so hard all day, coming in to the house, it was almost depressing in some ways. As much as I loved it, I never seemed to have the time to be able to do both. So I can remember thinking, okay, I've got a situation here. I can't physically do both aspects. So what do I do? Do I ask for a cleaner to come in? Do I ask for help in some way? And the reality is we do need to ask for help. We do need to ask for guidance. We don't necessarily have to say what that guidance or that help is. So I didn't need to ask for a cleaner. It was more about I just needed to ask and acknowledge that I was struggling with this. What's some guidance? What's some help? What's some information that you can give me to help me put that through? Asking for help or asking for guidance, asking for advice is the first thing that we need to do. This is our first step. And honestly, you will intuitively know what to say. You may say it a bit crazy one way and a bit different another way, but you say it a few times and you start to get that feel for it and you start to really feel it coming from the heart. And that's what it's all about. So the first step is acknowledge that you've got a situation and ask for guidance, ask for help. That takes us, of course, straight into step two. Now, step two is all about receiving. We've talked about in prior podcasts how we receive that information. We can receive it physically, emotionally, mentally, and visually. So we need to pay attention to the signs and the messages that are being sent to us. And of course, as you can imagine, running around after kids, I had three teenagers at that stage on the farm, had animals everywhere. I was hand reading 30 potty calves. I had my own chooks. I had my own meat chooks, vegetable garden. People would come to the farm and they would pick their own vegetables straight out of the paddock and pay for them and take them from there. I was very, very self-sufficient and very, very busy. So giving myself a little bit of time to receive the information was a little bit challenging. There was a lot of things happening. But at this particular time, if I didn't have enough to do on the farm, I decided to do a life coaching course. I wanted to actually learn how to do life coaching. And with this course, this was before life coaching was a registered course. So it was one of those extended courses. And it really took my attention. I really thought that I'd love to do all this. And I did. I really enjoyed it. But it was in this that I learnt to do meditation. It was one of the first steps. Now I'd heard all about meditation, didn't quite understand what it was for. But now I've got this really clear understanding that meditation is the time to receive. So we can ask through prayer, but we can receive through meditation. Now, it allows us to have that space and that time of quietness, a space and that time to allow that information to come through, those intuitive messages. For me, meditation was the second step. It gave me that time and the space that I needed. Now, there are different types of meditation. There is what I call the passive meditation and an active meditation. Now, a passive meditation is the one that you see a lot of the gurus do, and they sit there and they very quiet, very still. They may stare at a candle or do different things like that. That's quite a passive meditation. Now, there is also active meditation, and the better you get at meditation, the more active you can be. One of the ways to do it in an active format is like walking. So when you're walking, or even doing the dishes, hanging up the clothes, anything like that, you're actually using your conscious mind to do something which allows your subconscious to receive. But again, you have to be mindful that you're doing it. So I started off doing the passive meditation because I really enjoyed that. I gave myself that time every day. I knew the kids didn't get home until just after 3. So about 2:30, I'd stop and do my bit. That was my time. When you start off doing your meditation, especially a passive one, create your own space. Create a little space. Now, mine was in the bedroom. It was my space. I had a bedroom. I had a cushion on the floor, up against the wall. I could sit with a straight back. And that was just my time. And I'd start with 5 minutes, then move it on the next week to 10 minutes. And I just gradually increased it until I gave myself the luxury, and being on a farm, it was a luxury, of half an hour to myself. Half an hour with no one touching, no one talking to me, no one disturbing me. And honestly, you can't do that on the toilet. You might get 5 or 10 minutes in on the toilet, but that's about it. This was my time and my space to give myself that 30 minutes that I needed. Now, when I first started, nothing happens. And that's the whole point. Nothing happens. You just sit. You just be mindful. You just do nothing. Have a candle if that's what you want to focus on. But I think the biggest thing, and it's probably the best thing that got me through it, was I had a ritual. Okay, so it was the time, the space, the area, and if you've got like an incense or a nice natural oil that you can put on, there's lovely meditation oils and different things like that. Just get that little ritual that when I put this oil on, wherever I am, I can still put this particular scent on and straight away I go into almost a meditative state because it's just one of those triggers that helps me. The time was a trigger. The space was a trigger. I did struggle meditating anywhere else other than that space. To start with, once I got the hang of it, it was a very, very different. But also you'll find that when you give yourself that time just to sit for 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is that you start off with, when you give yourself that time, you will find that you start to pick up on the language that I was talking about. You know, your symbols and your signs and your feelings, that's all that intuitive language that's coming through, the intuition coming through. You start to get an understanding of that. So when you do receive that externally from meditation, when you start to receive that while you're hanging the washing up or while you're doing the dishes, you understand what it is. You get the message, you get the feeling. It all starts to become familiar for you. So meditation was the best way to allow those messages to come through. And I probably meditated probably about 3 months. And I didn't do it on the weekends. I only did it during the week when the kids were at school. Probably about 3 months until I really got, I think it probably took about that long before you got to the stage where I went, I can't go without it. A bit like, you know, starting a new habit, like when you're walking in the mornings and then you get to the stage where you go, well, I've got to do it. It just makes me feel invigorated and moving and ready to go for the day. So it becomes a habit, and this little space out, and I suggest you sit, you don't lay down, because I know at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, laying down was just deadly. So it was a sit. I had to sit there and with a straight back and everything else, but it gave me that space and that time. So be persistent. It really does pay off. You really start to get these this information coming through. And look, don't be hard on yourself. If your mind goes off or your thoughts go off, that's cool. That doesn't matter. Just bring them back and start. Keep going again. Now, again, there's guided meditations too. So there's plenty of those on the internet that you can use. Go for them if to get you started. I found as I got used to it, the guided ones got in the way. I didn't want to follow what they wanted to do because my intuition was sending me a completely different way. So again, it's about that habit of giving yourself the time. One of the things we ladies struggle with, giving ourselves some time and that regular, space and area. So have a go at that And when I was doing this, the meditation, this one of the messages that I received about the farm, because I was still trying to get the farmhouse doing what I wanted it to do. One of the messages I got was this book. I'd read a book probably 5 years earlier, something like that. So about 5 years earlier, I'd read this book, and it was called Creative Visualization by Shakti Gwan. Now, that brings me forward to step three. Now, step three is all about creating, and we can create the future that we want using visualization. Now, this book called Creative Visualization was, it gave you the understanding of how to do it. Now, it is a type of meditation, and these are a bit blurred, all these. It is a type of meditation, but it's more of a proactive, where we're actually creating a future that you want, or you're creating something that you want. So in creating this future, you will still have your issues and your problems. You'll still have those contrasts, and you will still ask and seek for guidance. But this one is about creating a future for it. So with the farmhouse, what it was is I started to do this creative visualization. So every day after my meditation, I would go around and I would visualize what I wanted the farmhouse to look like. Now, it was probably only 5 minutes, if that. I would just spend that time going from room to room, having a look and seeing what I wanted. You know, the girls' bedrooms would have nice beds, covers. They'd have a built-in wardrobe. They didn't have a built-in wardrobe. I created one in my mind, one in our bedroom, you know, and I'd just go through each room and create what I wanted, try to pick colors, try to get that understanding of what it was. And this was all about visualizing what I wanted. Now, while I'm doing that, of course, and I'm meditating, these messages, intuitive messages that I'm starting to receive through my meditation, first of all, took me to the book. And then after that, any information I got, because I was focusing on creating a new farmhouse, all this information I was getting was in line with my visualization as well. So I'm starting to meditate and create with visualization, meditate and receive, I should say, visualize and create, and they start to blend in together. As I'm going through it, it was probably 6 months from the day that I started, I reread the book, I had another look at the book and went through it, really starting to receive lots of messages, lots of information. And funny enough, it was all about, oh, just chill out, you'll be fine. It's going to happen. And so this is what I was experiencing and this is what I was feeling. So I'd ask for help. I'd receive lots of information, the main one being look at this book and then to create what I wanted, not necessarily exactly how I wanted it, but what I wanted, I'd use the visualization. Now, 6 months after I started this visualization, a storm went through and the storm took off the roof of the house. We weren't aware at the time. We had insurance. We were lucky. We'd done the right thing. But the insurance that we had was, I think they called it blue ribbon. It was new for old. So anything that was in the house was replaced for new things. And yeah, it was pretty out there. So $85,000 worth of refurbishing the house. The builder said to me, basically, because I said, well, how long is this going to take? Because we were off the farm. We had to still work the farm, but we had nowhere to live. We got in a couple of caravans and lived in those for a few weeks. And he basically said to me, the builder said, oh, it's going to take as long as it will for you to pick the colours. He goes, that's what usually takes everybody the longest. And of course, with him, I'd already created all the colours. I had even gone into the local hardware shop and I knew what door handles I wanted or cupboard handles I wanted. This was all part of my visualization. It was to really live it. And within 6 months, it was all there, exactly how I had pictured it. It is an amazing way. I asked for help. I received that information. The main piece of information was the book, but also about relaxing and letting it go. Don't stress out on how to get to where you want to be. Just enjoy being where you want to be. And that was step three. So these three steps, which were ask with prayer, and look, I'm not a big prayer. I'm not a, yes, I do ask, but I'm not a big one for prayer. Often when people ask with prayer, best time to do it is at night, because if you ask at night, you have a better chance of receiving during the evening, because you'll receive it through dreams and different things like that. That's why it's really good to pray at night or ask at night, then receive during the night, and in the morning, then you can sort of create what you want or how you want to go with it. So although you've got those three steps, they're not always so distinct. The lines are very blurred, as I said. Meditation you can do through deep, sincere prayer. And of course, visualization is a form of meditation as well. So don't get too hung up on the words. It's all about understanding the progress of how your intuition is connecting with you and that information that they're bringing forward, that it's bringing forward. So how to use intuition step by step? First, understand that you have a contrast, something that is against what you would prefer. So you ask through prayer or something equivalent to that for guidance and help. So even if you're saying to the angels, for goodness sake, just help me with this. I don't understand what it means. Anything like that that you're actually putting out there. And if you say it out loud, it is better. Say it verbally, say it. Next, give yourself some time to receive that. The best way to do that is through meditation. Although if you want to sit on the toilet, you could be there for days or years or months. But it's having that quiet space for yourself so you can allow those messages to come through. And meditation is a terrific way of doing that. I also found out in the paddock when I was working in the garden, when you're close to the soil, that also helps as well. And then while all that's happening, you still need to be using your imagination to create through visualization where you want to go, because the messages you will receive will coincide with what you're visualizing. If you are visualizing something, the messages you will receive will match it a lot easier and it will make a lot more sense. And that's why we do the three, and you're sort of doing them as you're going along. And again, you might receive it. I had this farmhouse, $85,000 worth of farmhouse, and it looked perfect, beautiful inside, but my relationship was nonsense, just no good at all. It was deteriorating even quicker. So that was another ask. That was another contrast that I needed to look at. So that is this podcast for today, how to use your intuition step by step. So you've got those understandings. Now, next week, we'll look at why developing your intuition is so important. So the next stage of my life, almost, I went from a family five to a single woman within an 18-month period. Now, talk about empty nest syndrome. Mate, I had something chronic. I didn't know who I really was. I didn't know what I really wanted. And I got to the stage where I didn't know who I could trust. Why was developing my intuition so important to me at this time? Because that's what it gave me. It gave me the ability to make decisions based on who I really was, what I really wanted, and who I could really trust. And that was my intuition. So developing your intuition is really important. I'm going to go into all that next week. Remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It's our intuitive nature. And I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist. Oh, look, hopefully we can catch up with you next week. Like the podcast if you like, or follow us. And I will talk to you again next week. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.